The six stages of language acquisition. Stages of language acquisition. Language acquisition falls within two categories, first language acquisition and second language acquisition. We are all born with the capacity to acquire our first language, barring a disability of some kind which prevents or limits such acquisition. It is the first language we learn at home and begins in infancy with sounds and imitating sounds. As new language is learned and vocabulary acquired through phonological and grammatical constructs, the writing eventually moves in to support it. Second language acquisition occurs when the students attempt to learn another language outside of the first. This process moves through six stages. The six stages of second language acquisition. Stage 1. Pre-production. Students take in the new language silently, sort of in the background to assimilate it. While they don't speak it, they are assimilating it, and this period can last for several weeks. Students possess up to 500 words in their receptive vocabulary, and not all students will demonstrate comprehension because their brains become tired from attempting meaning-making repeatedly. Stage 2. Early production. Students begin to speak at this stage, typically in short words, phrases, and eventually full sentences. This is an early, very beginner stage, and thus students will often make many errors. This stage occurs between 6 months to a year of learning English, with students using up to 500 new words. Stage 3. Speech emergent. At the speech emergent stage, students will venture into longer sentences, more frequent and confident use of the words and phrases. When reading, context clues will continue to be relied on. As the students become more proficient and confident, errors will begin to decrease. This stage occurs between the first and third years of learning a new language. Vocabularies at this stage grow to about 3,000 words. Stage 4. Beginning fluency. Students in the beginning fluency stage become social in their language use and will carry on conversations proficiently and fluently. They'll attempt to use academic language proficiently, but may still be fraught with challenges. There may be gaps in vocabulary. However, these gaps will begin to close. Stage 5. Intermediate fluency. Student will speak fluently in social language, speaking knowledgeably with opinion and even persuasion. In the intermediate fluency stage, students also begin to speak fluently in academics. As confidence grows, vocabulary will as well, with the exception of high-level, new or unknown words, will exhibit fewer and fewer errors made. Taking place during the third and fifth years of learning a new language, students retain active vocabularies of about 6,000 words. Stage 6. Advanced fluency. Students become more proficient at this stage. They hold conversations, express opinions, can read and write fluently, and understand most of what is spoken to them. There is no standard pace to how long it takes a student to work through every stage of language acquisition. Research has shown it takes anywhere from 7 to 10 years before a student achieves fluency in a second language. This can be impeded, however, if a student hasn't fully mastered or has literacy delays in his or her first language. Cultural education and home language has a great bearing on the language acquisition process as well. What are the differentiation strategies we can use in the classroom to offset challenges second language learners are faced with when acquiring a new language while also acquiring and being held responsible for content? Content, mind you, outside the realm of his or her upbringing, cultural beliefs, or background coming from another country in general. What difference can differentiated instruction make?